Praise God. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us God answered not the prayer of sinner. So let the wicked forsake her ways. Church, listen very, very well. Nobody comes to this church by accident. Nobody comes to this church by accident. It's a prayer we pray regularly in this church. Lord, anyone that you will not bless through us, don't let them locate this church. So we believe God wants to use us to bless you. That's why you have been able to locate this church. Therefore, you will not live here the same as you came in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But let me quickly tell you that you will go with your blessing if you listen to what we tell you. When you come here today, you have come to Faith Clinic. The just shall live by faith. We, the believers, we walk not by sight, but by faith. And faith has a substance. What gives you hope? The substance of your faith. The substance there is God's word. It's God's word. Church, listen, when you come here, we try our best to let you understand what Christianity is all about. We try. We try to be as sincere as possible. As sincere as possible. No man has the power to deliver anybody from Satan. No man has the power to deliver anybody from Satan. God himself, the Bible tells us that Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God and the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Can we read it? Hallelujah. But unto them which are called, and we are called. Come to me. That's why you came to him. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, we the Gentiles, Christ is what? The power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ Jesus is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Which power and which wisdom? Which power and which wisdom? The wisdom that God used to redeem his children back to himself. The wisdom for the salvation of mankind is Christ Jesus. Amen. For God was in Christ Jesus doing what? Reconciling the world back to him. Christ Jesus. The mystery of who Jesus is. Not too many people understand it. When he said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father except me. Christ, the wisdom. Until Apostle Paul say, this wisdom, he say, is hidden from the foundation of the world. That if the princes of this world had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But he said, but this mystery is now revealed to us. Oh, praise the Lord. By the Spirit of God. the mystery. It is a mystery that you come before this Christ, something happens, and a prostitute will stop prostitution. A thief, a robber will stop robbery. A drunkard will stop drinking. Praise God. When you come to this Christ, when you understand this, Satan thought he has taken over the earth by what he did in the Garden of Eden, and power shifted to him. He's been messing us up, messing the children of God up, messing us up. Mess all creation of God, messed it up. Messed up everything, physically, spiritually, messed up. Amen. And he thought it would be forever. But God used a wisdom to fulfill a law. Study the scriptures. Study and know how God works so that we will know how to walk with him. It will help you. It will help you. God Almighty, all powerful, has the ability to just, you know, change every system with the power he has. With the twinkle of an eye. You know, change it. But he didn't use that. He didn't use any of that power. He used a different power. I have always tried to study it. And the only thing I get to understand is that this God that we serve, the day you catch this thing I want to share with you, it will help you in your Christian life. This God oppressed by principles he has designed, that he's even himself is bound by those principles. He can't bypass the principles. He has a principle: without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. He has the principle that he has put for redemption, and he must follow it. The kinsman redemption. He put a law and he must follow it. No matter what power he has, he must follow the principle. Man fell. Man must redeem man. But somebody under bondage cannot redeem another person under bondage. So, there has to be a wisdom to use to have a man that will not be under bondage, that will be able to deliver another man, his brother. But all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. No man was qualified to redeem man. So God himself has to come down to redeem his children. But how will he do it? He had a wisdom. Praise the Lord. He came in the womb of a woman to bypass the curse. Created a body there for himself. God of creation. That is the mystery that is hidden. That if the princes of this world had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He came by that wisdom. God himself created a body in the womb of a virgin woman, uncontaminated by any man, and created a body, delivered that body that was not under that curse that all of us are, because they did not come by the act of sex. And then he created that body, made it his tabernacle, and came by his spirit and dwelt in that body and was walking on earth as a man to deliver his own children. Emmanuel. And he went through the process. He deliberately put in a way, acted in a way that will make the people to hate him and kill him, so that he will be the lamb that shall take away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. And with that, they were stoning him. Herod is saying, talk now, I have power to release. Say, you don't have power to release. Praise God. You don't have power to release, except it is given to you. You don't have power. Because he came to fulfill a purpose. He did all that looking for his children to deliver them from the power of darkness. Power of witches and wizards. Satanic power that have reduced us to what we are. taking all our peace away from us and everything. And then he went and settled the matter on the cross of Calvary. People don't understand that his blood, according to the Bible, touched the earth that day. The earth reacted. It was the blood of the creator of the heavens and the earth. It was touching this earth so that the curse that was laid on the earth, Adam, you will sweat. It's from your sweat that among tissue you will suffer before you will reap, before you will eat from this earth. That curse was broken when the blood of Jesus Christ touched this earth. The earth reacted. Oh, glory be to God. Because those same tissues, chuk-chuk, the thorns that you will suffer in looking for food to eat, people didn't know. They took it and made a crown on his head. He took it to the cross and nailed that wahala on the cross. And then, when everything was settled, praise God, he shouted, "It is..." And he gave up the ghost. He finished the assignment. God came to earth. Finished the assignment. Followed the principle for redemption. Anytime you call upon that name Jesus, he is given a name that is above every name. At the mention of the name Jesus, that name Jesus means Jehovah saves. At the mention of that name, every knee bows. Hallelujah. Every knee bow. And now he gave us power. These signs shall follow them that believe. Believe what? Wait first. Go and preach the gospel to the whole world. What is the gospel? The gospel is, the matter is finished. That's the gospel. There's no other gospel we have. The gospel is, the matter is finished. The power Satan has over us is finished. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The day you understand why the cross is the symbol of our faith. The cross of Calvary. The cross that he suffered. The cross reminds me, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. As Moses, John 3:14, lifted the serpent in the wilderness, taking us back to the Old Testament. Serpent bite them in the garden of, in the wilderness. He was speaking of the cause of our problem through a serpent that hit us. Our father and our mother, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, have brought problem to us. In the wilderness journey, God's covenant children by covenant, they were children by covenant with Abraham. In the wilderness, and then they would commit sin. It was sin they committed. They disobeyed the word of God in the Garden of Eden, and then they made room for that serpent to strike. The same thing in the wilderness. That serpent also strike them, and then through the venom, the poison, you will die. And the children of Israel, they were dying, and Moses went to God, provide us a way of escape. What is happening? And this was the solution. It was speaking of a mystery. It was speaking of the redemption, general redemption of mankind. He said, just make a brazen serpent, a serpent made of brass. Get a pole and hang it there. And tell the children of Israel, if anyone commits sin and the serpent bites you, if you can just get to where that pole is and look up, you will see that serpent that bites you hanging there. Once you see it, you will not die. You will live. Because hanging there is God telling you, that thing that bites you, I have judged it. It is, has no power again over you. But you must believe and then come to that pole and look at it. If you don't look at it, you will die. And you must not just look, you must look and see something. Because you may look and not see anything. Because the pain may be too much for you to be able to see something. Am I correct? You will just run. The problem is too much until you cannot see the cross. And so instead of looking at the cross, many of us look for men of God, prayer houses, go for false prophets, Babalawo up and down. Because the problem is not making you to be able to look at the pole and see the cause of your problem and what has happened to it. Just look at it. Just look, because when you look at it, you will see that snake that bites you, that you are dying. As you look up, you will see, say, it's there. It has been judged. Then you can turn and say, you have no power over me anymore. See you hanging there, powerless serpent. He said, just that you will live. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, John 3:14, so also Jesus said, the Son of Man shall be lifted. Can we read it? John 3:14. And as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, so even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Take note. So also must emphasis, the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15. He says, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Go to Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and 16. Mark chapter 16. And he said unto them, Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. He that believeth. Believe what? Believe what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. Nothing more. That is the way of escape. How many people believe that today? How many people believe that? For your sake, Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary. Eh? Make a call this side. Some sisters believe. How many sisters believe you are the reason Jesus went to the cross of Calvary? He didn't commit any sin. I'm the reason he went to the cross of Calvary. Praise God. He said, if you believe, look unto Jesus. In the wilderness, when they look, they will see the serpent. Judge, you too. When you look, he shouted, it is finished. They say it's foundational cause. Foundational cause. See it hanging there on the cross. They say sickness. He said, by my stripes, by his stripes. He said, we are healed. Hanging on the cross there. The accuser of the brethren is accusing you every day, day and night. The Bible says, we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. And that blood of Jesus Christ speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That blood is still speaking. Hallelujah. If you come under that blood. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. The best thing that can happen to a human being on earth is to receive Christ as your personal Savior. Instead of people coming to Christ, they are going to church. Church can't save you. Church can't deliver you. Deliverance is only in Christ. Instead of us to look for Christ, we look for church to attend. Because Christianity has been misplaced. That's why we worship men and think we are worshiping God. Your G.O. By the virtue of the big titles he bears, you think he occupies some high position. And as easy, look, he said, just look. He didn't say he should climb the pole. Just look. Look in there, it's a revelation. Catch a revelation of what happened on the cross on Calvary. He said, just look. Don't climb. If it is to climb, some people cannot climb. Salvation is free. It's a free gift. Just to accept it. You are just to accept it. That's all. And you will enjoy the benefits. Oh, praise the Lord. And it's not about some set rules of don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. When you see somebody, a pastor with his church members, every day, don't steal, don't fornicate, don't do this one, don't do this, don't do this one. Hey, no, you are wasting your time. Lead them to see the cross. Lead them to see the cross. The day they understand the cross, they will fall in love with Jesus. And when you fall in love with Jesus, you won't want to do anything that will hurt him. You can't hurt something, somebody you love. You can't. You hurt people you hate. You can't tell me you love your wife and every day you're making her cry. No. The day you realize what is on the cross on Calvary, you fall in love with God. And then you take your position and confront Satan and possess your possession. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's our lack of understanding. I am being listened to now around the world. Around the world, people are getting connected now. And hearing what I'm saying. Wherever you are, many of them, after they came across this ministry, they have left their churches. They are sitting down between them and the television screen. So you see, it is not about church. Now, I'm not saying you should stop going to church. But I'm saying now, there has to be a relationship first with Christ before you're going to church can be meaningful. If not, you're only belonging to a social group called the name of your church. Bride Assembly, Redeem, Baptist Assemblies. And then they brag. If you see how people, one evidence that you don't understand the cross is that you brag about the group you belong. We are redeemed. Really, are you a Christian? The first thing is to tell you with pride, we are a mountain of fire. And some people even preach it from the pulpit, preach the people to have faith in their church. Anywhere you go and Satan wants to attack you, just say, I am a bride. Have you? Just point them to Bride Assembly sticker. Or get an apron and with bride on it and hang on your vehicle. You can never get accident. Put the sticker of Bride Assembly in your car. Demons will not come near you. Hi! Jesus. Antichrist. He called them false prophets to divert you from the cross to their church. So if you are not a member of their church, they have nothing to do with it. They see you as devil. As if there is the name of any church in heaven. Praise God. Because you don't understand the cross. When you understand the cross, and you go to get the benefit of the cross, there is a power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. There is a life. When you receive that life, it is eternal life. Oh, glory be to God. The sisters that came from Belgium, that testimony was too encouraging to me. It fired me that Friday. And that is supposed, and that has been my ambition as, you know, as a minister of God. To be able to present Christ in a way to you that you will have a relationship with Him. In a way that will give you a boldness that you will fear nothing on earth. Oh, this one, something happened to you. Pastor. Eh? When one brother called me last night, say, wife, don't collapse. Say, wife, in pain, pain. Say, how many of them don't pray? They didn't know, pastor. I just, you know, at that hour of the night, I was having waist pain. Then you are calling me, pastor, my wife. Pastor, my wife. The first thing that came to my mind was, me too. You see why the Bible says, woe to anyone that put his trust in a man. You see? I said, which kind of hell is this? Me too, I want to call person for prayer. I was having waist pain. I could not sit, I could not stand. Very serious pain in the waist. I said, which kind of hell is this? So I managed, even as when I said, give your wife the phone. And from the way the wife, they talk, I said, Bill, I said, this case passed my own. Praise God. As I scream against that demon on the phone, when I scream, my pain will increase. Oh, I go hold. Well, Pastor Thomas was reminding me today about what William Branham said. William Branham said that the gift that we have is not for us. It is for others. Praise God. Because I was afraid to call back later to know what happened to the woman. May the Lord come tell me, say, the thing increased. But I understood that immediately I finished the prayer, the demon left her. Praise God. Just using it to let you know that we should put our trust in God rather than man. That's the reason why anytime you call some of these prophets, they know they pick him. The reason why they know they pick him, you don't know the condition that where he is, what he's facing at that hour that you are calling, and he sees, this is the one bring the wahala on me now. So God did not design us to follow him like that until, instead of challenging the cross concerning your situation, you are busy looking for man. Your pastor did not present Jesus Christ in the right way to you. If he ever tells you that your prayer can only be answered through him, he's an antichrist. Praise God. Our prayers, there is only one man that God gave us. And he boasted, I am the way. No man gets to the Father except through me. And he is given a name. Anything you ask the Father in that name, he answers. Praise God. Don't substitute that name with any other name. With the name of your pastor, the name of your church. Get it. If I pray for you, I did not pray for you. I say in the name of Moses, I will rise. I prayed in the name of Jesus. Because he said, if we ask anything in that name, he will do it. I'm saying this so that you too can challenge this same God. Discover your relationship with God. They have rendered your faith dead. I want to wake it up. Wake it up. Wake it up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of you have more faith than many of we preachers, and you don't know it because we have used our ministry and cover your own. So that you will depend on us. It's wrong. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This water cannot heal you. It is your faith that will heal you. And God can use anything, 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 if you have the faith. Anything. Was it on Sunday service, the Lord opened my eyes, was it somebody that had, they were trying to blinding somebody? Something like that? Eh? Did I go and bring any water I call anointed water, as they do in some of those churches? when they capitalize on our ignorance, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They sell one pure water when they carry put inside one container. I tell you, say it's anointed. 5,000. In fact, now when dollar don't go up, I'm sure that water will not increase now. Because it is not for salvation, it is for economic gain. The price has been increasing. It used to be small before, now the price don't increase. Or is it reducing? It's increasing, Abby. You don't buy one before? Anybody don't buy one here? No, there's nothing. You don't buy one before? Come, wait. Why are you not sincere? Okay, anybody here don't go Babalawo before? Your hand up. We did so many bad things before our eyes of understanding were open now. So I tell you, they don't buy water before. You never buy them before? If you don't buy them, make I see. How much?
5,000 naira.
5,000 naira water.
Yes, sir.
You, how many? How many did you buy that day? The day you went, how many? You bought one.
Photo of a man of God. Photo of a man of God.
You bought the photo. Yes, sir. You bought photograph of the man of God. How much?
4,000 naira.
Hey! Sorry. What will the photo do for you?
My other brother sent me from Abuja to buy it for him.
What did they say the picture will do?
He said, if you are sick, when you look at the picture.
Jesus. Jesus. That's what Apostle Paul says. Yes? You bought your...
Three picture frames.
You bought it.
Of a man of God.
Of a man of God. For how much?
5,000 each.
5,000 naira. Excuse me. How much are you going to put up for here today? Jesus. And do you know some people charter cartons? They charter cartons. Instead of presenting the cross, they are presenting anointed water, anointed oil, anointed handkerchief. Picture of a man! A man! A man! A man! That says he's a servant of God. And God, fold his hand in heaven, is looking at them. And see, crowd, pull there. Antichrist. God of creation told us he will not share his glory with any man. If you ever see, I don't know, is it possible to just see this, what Jesus Christ went through on the cross on Calvary? Is it possible to see it now? Somebody captured how it was for me. It was for me. It was for me. I want to see that song that was sung. He did it for me. He did it for me. He did it for me. Oh, ha! Jehovah Almighty. Amen. He said, if you are sick, just look at that picture. Listen to this song. Watch it.
It's more than song.
For a man to compare himself with what is going on. What Jesus
Christ. It's more than that and the more your cheek. But it means I'm free from the chains of slavery. And the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross my Savior died. the Lamb was cruel. Showed us love that this world had never known. Oh, what love divine, so divine, true love you never so that we might live. Love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always represent the love God had for me. When the Lord of glory heavens gave all on Calvary for me, just for me. Jesus came and did it for me. Help me say,
well, the cross will always represent the love God had for me.
Now, a human being that will say this Jesus sent him to preach the gospel and then give you his own picture instead of the picture of Jesus. And people cannot know who this type of people are. Imagine what he went through. And somebody wants to share the glory of salvation, deliverance, healing, breakthrough, prosperity through the blood of Jesus. He wants to share that glory with Jesus. a sinner like that. What was he paying for? He did not commit any sin. He was bruised for our iniquity. The debt we owed, we could not pay. He went and paid the debt. What is the debt? The soul that sinner shall die. He went and died our debt that we might have life. And somebody was coming and said, that type of thing happens in every ministry. I told you one time when a young girl said, after I did a deliverance, the demons came as usual to finish to deal with her. And then she said, you cannot touch me again. Pastor Moses has prayed for me. I said, and the demons say, ah, stop calling that name. And she said, Pastor Moses said that. Then he said, ah, stop calling that name. And then she said, it was an open prophet testimony now. She was giving a testimony in the church here. And then she decided to say, Pastor Moses said, then the demons ran away. I came and collected microphone. I said, Satan has finished you. You were moving from frying pan to fire. Satan wants to turn you to an idolater so that you will make Moses Alu your idol. I said, Nalayo, it is not because you call Moses, that's why he ran. He ran so that since he had delivered me, I will not torment you. I will make sure you disconnect from God by making that man that delivered you your idol. He said that it's because I'm anointed, that's why even my name, demons, Nalayo! At the mention of the name of Moses Alu, every knee bows, Abi. Nothing like that is a lie. High level manipulation. When people don't know their scripture, then Satan can mess them up. When they give such testimonies in the church, in the churches, the men of God will say, you see, did you hear that testimony? Some even arrange it and package it for the people to look at them as great. It's false. They are antichrists. And if you are not an antichrist, then you are in error. Repent now and stop that nonsense, pastor, prophet. Stop it. If not, your position in the lake of fire will be different. Hotter than the rest. God is never in such ministries. But the anointing is flowing nyafu nyafu. That anointing is called the anointing for delusion. It's in the Bible. Praise the Lord. It's anointing, the same anointing that was on 400 prophets of Ahab, so that Ahab would be destroyed because the people did not want the truth. The Bible tells us because there are people who are telling you the truth now, you will not follow, then he will give you such ministers so that in believing them, you will follow their lies and go and be destroyed. The Bible says so. You are listening to me now. There is no substitute to Jesus Christ. No substitute to that Jesus. No substitute. Don't accept any substitute because Apostle Paul said there is another Jesus. There is another gospel. And there is another spirit. So be sure that you are truly among God's elect, for we cannot be deceived. And God does not joke with his people. You come to him in prayer with this revelation behind you. Your problem can never resist it. It's faith, nothing more than that. Faith where? I believe in what happened on the cross of Calvary. I believe that this sign shall follow them that believe. And I'm a believer. See, I have told you. I say, if you're a Christian, hey, listen to this English. If you are a Christian, nobody prays for you. If you are a Christian, somebody only prays with you. They mean two different things. You can only pray for somebody who cannot pray for himself. If I'm going to pray for you, then it means you have been paralyzed. You are dead. You are fainting. Then I can come and pray for you. But you are alive. Your mouth, you can talk. Your eyes, you can see. You can hear. You have a problem. I can only come and join my faith with your faith.